SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Next week, Homo Pentecostus will premiere in the Malthouse Theatre in Melbourne. The play is a collaboration between Armenian Greek actor Peter Paltos and Indigenous performer Joel Bray. I'm in the Malthouse Theatre now with Peter to talk about his passion for acting, how he got involved with the play, and what Homo Pentecostus is about. Peter, a bit about you. Who is Peter Paltos?
I am a Melbourne-based actor of Greek, Armenian, Egyptian heritage. Yeah, I inherited my Armenianness from my mother, Zavart Tersian. She came over here in the 60s from Alexandria, Egypt, with my dede and nene, Majak and Valo Tersian.
Peter, when did your interest in theatre start?
From a young age. My interest in acting, I guess the first time I ever saw a movie. So young, I was pretty determined and sure that that's what I wanted to do, yeah.
Have you had any formal training?
Yeah, I studied at 16th Street Actors Studios, and I also did a little bit of training in the Meisner Technique in New York, just a summer intensive.
If someone is a naturally gifted and talented actor, acting comes naturally, does that person still need some sort of formal training?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
So what's involved in a formal training?
What did I get from formal training? I guess the tools to be able to do script analysis, to be able to understand what writers are saying and deconstruct tone or how to pitch your performance. Vocal training, of course, how to support your breath and the physical stuff about how to present yourself to an audience. And I guess there's an element of learning on the job. The more you work, the more seasoned you are, the more competent you become.
Peter, let's talk about Homo Pentecostus. The premiere is next week here at the Malthouse Theatre in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
You co-created the play.
Yep.
What's the subject and the key elements of the play?
Well, I was originally brought on just to develop the show with the lead artist, Joel Bray, and the co-creator and co-director, Emma Valente. And they just wanted me to come in to help to mine the material. And the concept was basically about Joel's experience as a young queer person growing up in the Pentecostal church. But Joel didn't know, nor did Emma, that I have roots in the Pentecostal church. And so through the development, which was about 3 weeks, after that development, the entire production was restructured to include me and to become a two-hander. And I think what interested Joel, the lead artist, was the fact that he's a First Nations man. He's an Aboriginal artist, Wadri, and the fact that both of our cultures have a history of surviving genocide. And the intersections of our queerness and our culture has been sort of woven into the show. Yeah. I've inherited a cultural Christianity, being Armenian, being the first nation of the world to adopt Christianity. And so I hold Christianity with deep reverence. And Joel has moved away from his Christian upbringing.
Is it a musical play with a serious topic?
No, it's theatre. It's like contemporary performance. Yeah, contemporary arts performance. So it's a bit arty-farty. Yeah.
Peter, what's your role in the play?
I play essentially a version of myself. So I'm playing a version of myself that is like entertaining and provocative and I bring my memoir, I bring my history as an Armenian person into the mix and talk about what it is to be culturally Christian and talk about having ancestors who survived genocide.
Have you cooperated with Joel before, or is the first time?
First time. I'd never met him before. I'd never seen any of his work. We were linked together by the co-director and co-creator, Emma Valente.
Do you somehow relate to Joel's experiences?
I do, but in a different way. I relate to him as a queer-identifying person going through the church, and that being the Pentecostal church, and that having a negative impact. But as a person of faith and as a person with Christian, I mean in Orthodox and Greek Orthodox roots, it's a little bit different for me, yeah.
Peter, you are taking a short break from the rehearsals to talk to me, and I appreciate that. So how are the rehearsals going? Are you ready?
It has been really, it's intense. It's been super intense because we're making the work from the ground up, and we're constantly changing the work, and we're receiving notes from the creatives within the building. The work is still evolving. We're still making, and we're also refining and rehearsing some parts. So it feels very much the balls are in the air. Yeah.
Are there any roles you like to play, or you are constantly looking for new challenges?
I guess I prefer to play roles. This particular experience for me is unusual because I am playing myself, and as I said, I like offering up my memoir and my lived experience, but my preference is to play character. Yep, for sure.
Peter, I think you've been in other plays with subject of refugees and displaced people.
I did a work. So primarily my practice is in the live art. Yeah, I guess it's live arts. I've been working mostly in theatre. I've done film and television also. And I think the show that you might be talking about is The Audition, which was a co-authored work with Urban Outer Projects, which explored what it was for newly settled migrants. Yeah.
Will the show travel interstate?
Possibly. I think we have a season coming up this year at PICA, the contemporary arts space in Perth. And I'm sure there's efforts to sell the show interstate, hopefully in Sydney. It'd be great because all of my Armenian family is in Sydney, so I'd love to be able to present the work there.
Peter, thank you for your time. It was a pleasure meeting you and talking to you, and see you on stage.
My pleasure. Thank you. I always get so excited to connect with anyone from the Armenian community.